This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
You are listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
The truth shall set you free!
This year we'll spend an estimated $80 billion, meanwhile, on cancer drugs.
The government isn't your nanny. They're your dealer.
Things that make you go,
Chemotherapy.
Radiation. Surgery. Pharmaceuticals.
Thinking outside of the box.
Hey, it's time for Ty Bollinger and Outside the Box Wednesday.
Thinking outside of the box.
On this show, there is no box.
Things that make you go,
say goodbye to the box.
Things that make you go,
All right, TMB, let's say goodbye to the breast cancer box as well as we launch this edition of Outside the Box. And, you know, we've covered, you and I have talked about this. We've even had guest experts on with us talking about breast cancer over the years. This is a very interesting story from our buddy Sayer G at Green Med Info.
Yeah, it's a very interesting story. And, you know, it reminded me of, Sayer talked about this. Remember when we were down in Naples in 2015 and do an interview with you and Sayer for the Global Quest?
Yes.
You remember we were down at some place in Naples. Do you remember that?
Yeah, it was a beautiful place. It had the water running through it. I mean, just gorgeous. I mean, some banyan trees. It was amazing.
Yeah, so that and I remember in that interview, Sayer mentioned a lot of cases of breast cancer being diagnosed that maybe wasn't even breast cancer, or that just, you know, went into spontaneous regression or remission. And then he just posted this article today. The title is, Yes, Breast Cancer Can and Often Does Spontaneously Regress, Confirmed by Case Reports and Meta-Analyses. So if you know anything about Sayer, you know that he doesn't just write articles that are fluff. These are like heavily researched articles that with links to PubMed and all the studies. And what we're finding is that it's very, very common for breast cancer tumors to show signs of spontaneous regression. It's very common. As a matter of fact, one of the quotes from Wisconsin Breast Cancer Epidemiological Simulation Model Study was that 40% of breast cancers fell into a class that could be malignant but then spontaneously regressed. So we're talking about a huge number of women that may have been diagnosed with breast cancer that instead of waiting and giving the tumor a chance to spontaneously regress, to turn around based upon your own body's functioning, they start with the treatment. And what does the treatment do? It's self-fulfilling prophecy. Creates cancer, and it creates more cancer, and then, you know, it's a big business, man. It's a big business model.
And you know the fact that they still remove breasts, right? They just mastectomies, right? Preventive, radical preventive mastectomies. We hear about that based on, you know, faulty gene tests as well. We've talked about the Angelina Jolie scenario many years ago. I look at this article that you sent, and by the way, thanks for finding that, because we weren't planning on covering that today. This is great. And one of the first case studies they reference is a 52-year-old woman diagnosed with a lump in her left breast, which had spread metastatically to a distant lymph node in the armpit area. But before surgery, she was found to have a severe type 2 diabetes. So they treated her with insulin. Now, we have other treatments to address that, but let's just go with what happened here. They treated her with insulin until her high blood sugar normalized. A month later, she went to undergo the surgery. They found that there was no breast cancer tumor there anymore. What could be the case here? Even though they didn't cure her diabetes, they treated it and they addressed the blood sugar issue, the free sugar available everywhere, including to what? Cancer cells, maybe?
Yeah, you would think so. I mean, what? I mean, so review exactly what happened again.
So basically, they found out that she had, when they diagnosed this, that she had a severe type 2 diabetes. So they immediately put her on insulin. Of course, that brought her blood sugar levels back to wherever we're supposed to be.
Right.
And lo and behold, by the time they did the surgery, they found there was no longer a tumor. Now, could it be that in the diabetic situation, you have this free-flowing sugar that you can't contain or control? And guess what? Cancer cells obligate glucose metabolize. They grab the sugar faster than anything, and they can grow from that. They feed And she just starved it out with an allopathic intervention with insulin, and no longer was the cancer there. I mean, this is brilliant in its simplicity. Not that we're arguing insulin is the answer for everything, because we can break the cycle of diabetes with chromium. But again, this is fascinating. It says exactly what you've been writing about, and they've been calling you names for saying it, that you can cure cancer just by normalizing the intake of foods that will not, you know, wildly raise your blood sugar levels and make the sugar so available to cancer cells.
Well, you know, we've heard stories like that in many instances. In diabetes and cancer, by the way, are very, very closely connected with the sugar link. We've heard stories of people that were diabetic and also had cancer that went on, you know, like a 30-day juice cleanse or whatever, you know, to limit their sugar intake. Or even when a lot of people are using clean ketogenic diets for diabetes now. And so what do both of those things do? They control the sugar. And so by controlling the sugar, which is going to help with your diabetic condition, it's also going to help with cancer. Because cancer is what? It's an obligate glucose metabolizer. I think it was Dr. Buttar that mentioned that in the Quest for the Cures, or the Quest for the Cures Continues. I can't remember which one because we've done so many. But, yeah, and so without sugar, cancer can't live. It needs the sugar to survive.
So what we're learning here is that if you simply change your diet, in this case, again, that's just one example in this article. It's peer-reviewed. You know, it's like pulling from the peer-reviewed literature. And it's just fascinating that it says, you know what, the first thing you do when you get diagnosed with cancer is not rush to have surgery, chemo, radiation. It's to step back, get an assessment, second, third, fourth opinion, and change your diet immediately. Address other conditions that could feed or precipitate cancer's growth or metastasis.
Yeah, I think one of the worst things that you can do if you're diagnosed with cancer is to rush into it. And that's something, you know, as we went to Asia this last summer, I heard that across the board from most of the doctors is take your time, do your research, you know, be comfortable with who you want to treat you, be comfortable with the treatment protocol. It's very rare that you have to rush into a treatment. There are situations which treatment is, you know, you need to be treated quickly, but that's very, very rare. Most of the time, cancer's been growing for a long time, and you need to not rush into it. Don't let fear overtake you. You know, find the practitioner and find the treatment you're comfortable with and pursue that. And that's the key. And, you know, it's interesting. I was just watching through some of the – I'm scripting Asia right now, and I was just watching through this interview with Tetsu Shiratori, I think his name is. He's a very well-known Japanese movie producer. And Tetsu was diagnosed with brain cancer back in 2006, and this is one of the last interviews that we got while we were there in Japan. And turns out, you know, he tried chemo, radiation, didn't work, tried homeopathy, tried this, that, didn't work. And it was really what he found out was that it was more of an emotional connection with his brain cancer, and that he realized that he was harboring a huge amount of resentment towards one of his assistant directors on his movie team. And he went through some counseling and they figured this out. And so he went to the assistant director and they talked, he forgave him. And he said within, I think it was like 12 months, his brain tumor was completely gone. And it was literally the thing that was a turning point was when he forgave him and he just got rid of the bitterness. So, you know, it's just it's not exactly on point what we're talking about, but it's just.
No, it is. It is. I'm so glad you brought that up because there are so many cases, not only of cancer, but any number of ailments that are mysteriously not cleared up by even some of the holistic modalities that you mentioned and I do. And you get to those points of sort of a dead end. You're like, wait a second, all the things that should work haven't. What's the emotional component? You can't state that more emphatically, how important that is that you just brought that up.
Yeah, I think it's huge. It's huge. And here's another interesting thing about it. He had you know, emotional counseling and one of the guys, he had just produced a movie. This was back in 2006. He had just produced a movie, and I can't remember what the name of the movie was, and you probably wouldn't have ever heard of it anyway because it was a Japanese movie. It was
Godzilla Takes Manhattan.
Yeah.
No, that wasn't.
No, it was called, I can't remember what it was called, Stone something, Stone Age. But it was a movie, and one of the plots in it was that this man had got stomach cancer in the movie, and he went to a specialist in what was called Hatto Technology. Now, if you remember Hatto Technology was developed by Masaru Emoto, who was really well known with the water and the frequencies in the water and all that in Japan. Well, Masaru's one of his the people that worked with him and one of the doctors in his office was Seichiro Yoshinichi, and he was the expert in the movie. Well, I interviewed Yoshinichi when I was in Japan as well, and long story short, Tetsuro Shirataki, that was the movie producer over there, he remembered that in his movie there was something about cancer, and this man that had played the expert at Kaado Technology actually was an expert at Kaado Technology, and so he went to Dr. Yoshinichi to be counseled and also to start drinking this Hado water that had been infused with healing frequencies. Does that sound familiar?
Uh-huh. I like it.
Can anybody say Paul Barrettiero and the key in the echo machine? So it's just wild the way, you know, go all over the world and you're getting the same stories of people that are using these treatments that 10 years ago I would have said, that is completely nuts.
Well, and why there was a wink, wink, nudge, nudge from you on that healing frequencies, you know, relates to our good buddy Paul Barrettiero from Synergy Science. We've been talking a lot about that. I had him on this Sunday when we have Liana Werner Gray was visiting. Also, she was, you know, featured at the last Truth About Cancer Live event. And we talked about these healing frequencies that can be programmed into water, of all places. Yes. Homeopathy is the basis of that. But we have our hydrogen, molecular hydrogen technology now with the ability to program frequencies in so that no matter where you are, you're going to need to drink water, especially at home, and you can program whatever you need into it now. So we're making some major breakthroughs here.
Yeah, yeah. Pretty wild. It's pretty wild. One of the things that Masaru Emoto did, and I saw the pictures on the office wall there in Tokyo, was that he would expose water to different frequencies, and he would photograph it and freeze it and turn it into ice crystals and then examine the ice crystals. And when he infused it with healing frequencies, the shape of the ice crystals was just beautiful. I mean, it looked like a work of art. You could just literally take the picture and frame it. And when he infused it with harmful frequencies, it was a horrible shape of the water, and the ice crystals were atrocious to look at. So it's really amazing the way that water actually does hold frequencies, and you know that goes back to this: does water have a memory of frequencies that have passed through it in the past? It's pretty fascinating technology.
Yeah, and of course these experiments involved intention as well. It wasn't random, right? When they even had people, you know, screaming at it with hateful language versus loving on it, or putting a label like love or hope or health and healing and Jesus. These things, the crystals were beautiful. They were organized in such a way where you couldn't deny the beauty. And that's what we're talking about when we talk about healing as well, because we're 70% or more water. And think about all the things we put in that can alter that manifestation. Folks, we got a lot more healing to go on the Robert Scott Bell Show. And somebody called you Rip Van Winkle because 2 weeks ago you slept through the show. But he's back. Ty Bollinger is back, and they're happy about it, as am I. All right, folks, we're going to talk about, traditional masculinity. Is it toxic? Super Don might get in on that one as well. Stick with us. Links are up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com.
Live around the world,
the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell.
Longtime listeners to the Robert Scott Bell Show know how important it is to detoxify their bodies, much less prevent the toxins from getting in the first place. One of my favorite ways to do it is through drinking Echo Water, the molecular hydrogen we get. Go to robertswater.com. Paul Barrettiero from Synergy Science is back with us with an update.
Absolutely. We definitely have amazing filtration, removing all the chlorine, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, VOCs, all the types of things you should be concerned about being in your drinking water. We can even get rid of fluoride. We have a separate filter that removes fluoride so that you don't have to worry about that in your water. So remove those before they get in your body so you don't have to worry about getting rid of them once they're in your body.
And in addition, the advancements with the Echo 9 Ultra H2 available to you, as well as the economical unit pH neutral NHM 130 available. And now whole house water filtration available through Synergy Science. Check it out, synergyscience.com, 800-337-7017. Special deals for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
A doctor's office visit for erectile dysfunction on my smartphone? That's crazy.
No, that's the best EDpill.com. ED can affect 40% of men by age 40. Now there's a 95% less expensive option than Viagra. After a live confidential video consult with a fully licensed doctor, we ship medicines fast, free, and direct in discreet packaging. Read thousands of five-star reviews. Click thebestedpill.com. That's thebestedpill.com. The online doctor's office.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil.
We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
The information is so good, it requires no expiration date. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
You know, we were talking music on the break. We were talking a lot of Bee Gees with TMB and Super D, stimulated into discussion by our lovable and humble watchers and listeners through YouTube as well. And that song by Joe Walsh, In the City, you know what it reminds me of, TMB? The end of the movie by Walter Hill called The Warriors. I don't know if you remember that movie. And it was about street gangs of New York City taking over. You know, this how they were going to come together, and then it was like how they made it back to Coney Island. It was a very violent film, but as a teenager, I think about this topic of raw masculinity. And I'm not here to say that unbridled masculinity is never toxic, right? Because there are things that, you know, kids do when they turn into teenage boys. They don't know how to contain their masculinity that's developing. The hormones are surging. And so, granted, unbridled with no restraint. Yeah, okay, I get that. But I sense that what's happening here about the attacks on masculinity, feminizing all boys into not being men, right, as we've known men throughout the ages. There's a headline here on Fox News, traditional masculinity, in quotes, deemed harmful, could lead to sexual harassment, according to a medical group. Did you get a chance to take a look at this?
I read it, and I still don't even know what they mean by traditional masculinity. I mean, they said it's marked by stoicism, competitiveness, dominance, and aggression. It's they're saying that's harmful. Well, I mean, competitiveness is really good if you're on a team and playing a team sport. You want to win. You want to be aggressive. You want to dominate the other team. There's nothing wrong with that. I mean, if you're acting that way towards everyone all the time, then that's different. But I don't understand what's negative about that in the right context. And then the funny thing to me is, below that, it says eating vegan diet might promote white masculinity. So I would think even eating pizzas at lunch might promote masculinity, but not a vegan diet.
Wow.
What?
Yeah, well,
you had either.
Go ahead, TMB. Did we lose Ty? It just kind of cut off at the moment. Eric, check on Ty's connection.
Get him back on the line.
Yeah.
Get him back on the line.
See if you can reach out to him. You know, I remember, again, the thing about masculinity. Remember back in high school, meet me outside of the back at the backstop after school, right? You know, when kids would challenge each other to a fight. I mean, I'm not advocating violence, but there's something about being a man, you know, that indicates you have to stand up and you know, there's masculinity. Now, I'm not saying it's exclusive to men either, any more than femininity is exclusive to females. But, of course, when they're trying to blend it and gender bend it, it gets a little awkward and pharmaceutically induced, right? We've got a lot of xenoestrogens causing men to become women and women to become who knows what. And now they're going, there shall be no genders. It's getting out of hand.
It is getting out of hand, Robert. I'm back, man. And you know what I dropped? You know when I dropped?
No.
It was right after I started talking about veganism. You know what? The vegans dropped that call.
That's right. They can't have you talking veganism.
They can't have me talking about pepperoni pizza.
So, again, this idea of, you think about the warriors in past. And again, as I said, masculinity is not exclusive to men. It's not, femininity is not exclusive to women. We all have elements. We've got this duality to our reality. But the fact is, to call masculinity in and of itself toxic, it's not that you can't have emotions as men. I know that some men grew up in an era where they did bottle down their emotions and they had to, you know, be tough because of what they learned as a child, or maybe they survived the hardships of the depression, something like that. That impacts it. But everybody's an individual, and I don't like to collectivize masculinity.
No, I agree. I mean, yeah, of course the emotions that you have as men and women are different, but they're all over the board. I mean, Monday would have been Dad's 75th birthday. And I was up middle of the night working, and I realized when I looked at the clock on the computer, it was like 12:30, and it had just changed from January 6th to January 7th. And I started thinking, wow, that's Dad's birthday. He would have been 75 today. I just started crying like a baby. I couldn't even control it. I went upstairs, cried on Charlene's shoulder. I don't think that makes me feminine. It's just, I mean, men can have emotions too. So I think that the reality is that there's nothing wrong with men being sensitive, and there's nothing wrong with women being tough in the appropriate situations. It's just,
yeah.
I just don't understand. I don't even get the premise of what toxic masculinity is, other than trying to remove any kind of distinctions between the genders and make us all, you know, Saturday Night Live skit. It's Pat.
Right.
They want us all to be Pat.
All right. Well, hey, the classic event in movies was Steve Martin and John Candy waking up. Was that a pillow?
Those aren't pillows.
Those aren't pillows. Hey, how about them bears, right?
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah.
Here we go. We're not laughing about this. I know there's some seriousness to it, but we got to make light of it a little bit. And then speak with our falsetto Bee Gees voice. You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show. No toxic masculinity.
Man was.
It's a bird.
It's a plane.
It's
Robert Scott Bell.
Here I come to save the day.
For thousands of years, silver has played an essential role in safeguarding human health. Robert Scott Bell Show listeners know that Sovereign Silver, bioactive silver hydrosol, is the purest and most effective form of silver available. Only Sovereign Silver contains the smallest and most active particles in every bottle, each batch rigorously safety tested to guarantee the highest quality. At only 10 parts per million, Sovereign Silver outperforms other colloidal silvers 50 times more concentrated. Sovereign Silver acts faster than echinacea, oil of oregano, and other immune products, tastes like water, and has more uses than anything else for the immune system. And Sovereign Silver now comes in a topical first aid gel. Use Sovereign Silver gel on cuts, scrapes, minor burns, bug bites, itching, eczema, diaper rash, and more. Sovereign Silver is the number one selling silver brand in the U.S. For a free information packet to order or for a store near you, call 888-328-8840. That's 888-328-8840 or visit SovereignSilver.com.
USA Radio News.
President Trump on Wednesday called his meeting with Democratic leaders a total waste of time, signaling just how far folks are away from an agreement to end the partial government shutdown and secure our southern border. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer says President Trump stormed out of the meeting, but House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy tells a different story.
The president would go back and forth in a negotiation.
in a very respectful way. I saw Schumer continue to raise his voice. The president then turned to the speaker and politely asked her, "Okay, Nancy, if we open the government up in 30 days, could we have border security?" She raised her hand and said, "No, not at all." The president calmly said, "I guess you're still not wanting to deal with the problem."
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo was meeting with Iraqi leaders to discuss security concerns after the United States troops withdraw from Syria. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. To secure your spot, text JOIN to 76280. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. To join American Cannabis Summit, text JOIN to 76280. Attendance is free. Text JOIN to 76280. Text JOIN to 76280.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
To go where the truth takes him. Here's Robert.
Somebody on Twitter, at desk in corner, L for Ellie, says, "I like the poster in the background. If your position is you want universal access to the third leading cause of death, modern medicine, then there's not a lot more to discuss. Look over my left shoulder if you're watching on YouTube, and you'll see that poster. It's one of the quotes that our buddy Steve Feld made into a kind of a funny cartoon image. And this relates to this story, TMB, and you of the accounting hat will appreciate the numbers here. $3.5 trillion a year, America's healthcare system has become one of the world's largest money-making scams.
It is, because if you're spending $3.5 trillion a year, it seems like the next year, if you were really healthy, you would spend less. And the next year you would spend less, right, if you're really getting health. But we haven't seen that. We've seen healthcare costs continue to go up every year, which tells you that they're not really selling health. They're selling pill perpetuation,
pill-popping perpetuation is what we're selling. It's not health.
And this is the big problem here. There's so many problems. It's like you could say this is big, this is big, this is big. The 3.5 trillion number is ridiculous. And you pointed out brilliantly so that if it's a healthcare system, if you spend 3.5 trillion in a year, you think, hey man, we got it made. We can last another year. We don't have to spend anything, or at least a little less, right? But that's not happening. Every year it's going up. We have a medical monopoly. The allopathic pharmaceutical pseudoscientific system has dominated the Western world since at least the time of the Flexner Report of 1910 that set up the entire medical system to have that monopoly that now in the 21st century, it enjoys an incredible marketplace, not a free marketplace, but a mandated marketplace. And I've talked to my friends on the political left, and yes, I have friends that are on the political left. And they mean well. I'll grant them that. I mean, the people that say, I want health care for all, it's not because they hate you. It's because they think that's what we need. That will help save us. We already have the worst disease management system, very profitable, not health care system. And when they say we want Medicare for all or whatever they want, single payer, it's about mandated participation like Obamacare in the third leading cause of death, which is actually the first because it causes the number one and two leading cause of death, heart disease and cancer. The things they do to make them the number third leading cause of death. So if you want universal access to that, I might still love you, but you're deluded.
Yeah, poor deluded laddie, right?
Like Ocasio-Cortez and her generation that still believe that, yes, my gosh, universal health care is the way to go, not realizing the definition of health is nowhere found in the $3.5 trillion expenditures on the medical monopoly.
Oh, man, don't even get me started on Cortez. What a I can't even say it.
Useful idiot? Could you say that?
Oh, that's about as nice of anything I could say about her is that she's a useful idiot. But back to this article. When I read the $3.5 trillion, I'm thinking, yeah, that's a lot of money. And then I was down here a couple hours ago. Charity was down here with me, and they showed on one of the news channels that Bezos is getting divorced. I don't know if you saw that, the founder of Amazon and his wife,
right.
Mackenzie, I think they've been married for like 25 years or something. They've been married a long time. But it said, they're splitting up and Bezos is worth, I think he's $120 billion because of his Amazon stock and all that. So, and the charity heard that. She goes, wow, daddy, I think that's a lot of money. I look at $3.5 trillion, I'm like, I think that's a lot of money.
Yeah, a lot of something. But if we look at the system that has perpetuated disease and we call it a healthcare system, aren't we all insane if we continue to allow that to be the defining language, right? We're calling a blue sky red or green or, and then, oh, yeah, it's okay because much like the emperor wears no clothes, the ancient, those fables, we are living like that because the authorities say this is healthcare. We go, oh, that's healthcare. Let's make that available for all. And Ocasio-Cortez, God bless her, maybe she doesn't know better. Like I said, useful idiot if we're nice to her. She says, yes, we all need access to that. Does she even know or care that that system is the leading cause of death in America, in the West?
I don't think she cares, to tell you the truth. I think she's young. She's getting, she's getting her 15 minutes of fame that's probably going to be translated into several years of fame, and she's loving it. But she has she's completely illogical, irrational. She's not even grounded on the basic tenets of what politicians do or what the Senate is or what the House is or what Congress. She doesn't know much of anything. I'm shocked that someone that is so illiterate when it comes to the political system and to even just your basics, your branches of government, has gotten anybody to support her. But they love her. She's the poster child.
It's just amazing. And again, she's just one more recent example of those that have come before her. And there's no, you might be able to make an excuse, naivete, government school system. She's young. She doesn't know better. She should know. She doesn't. But look at last night, and you've got the Chucky Schumer doll and the Nancy Pelosi robot. I'm like, looking at these two people responding to Trump going, you know what? You guys, there's an issue down there at the border. We got to secure it. And they're coming on like, what strings are attached to them or what batteries are they operating on? Are they even human? Of course, those people still perceive that the healthcare system needs to be single payer, universal healthcare. And again, they know better. There is no excuse for Chucky and Nancy.
The, you know, there's not. I didn't see any of the interviews, but so they're just kind of coming across like robots in the interviews about this.
Oh, you got to see the images. It looks like American Gothic, but scarier. The picture, painting.
Really?
Side by side. You got to see it if you get a chance. You're like, dude, these people are not even human. I'm sorry if you like these people, but they're not people anymore. What are they? I'm not exactly sure. Stepford politicians? I'm not sure. But look at their response to Trump's, you know, address on the border wall or border fence or border metal spikes, whatever they're going to do. And he goes in today to have a meeting with them, and he says, look, if I give you what you want and I reopen the partial government shutdown in 30 days when we're here looking at this border issue again, are you going to actually release funds for it? And Pelosi says no. So he walks out. He's like, well, what's the point of this meeting then, right? And so maybe he gets the Army Corps of Engineers to do their job. I don't know. But it's just, it's crazy. We got robots in Congress and the Senate at this point.
Well, they're robots, but the thing that just really makes my teeth itch, and we've talked about this before, is just how they're so duplicitous. So we've seen both of them in the past saying we need a wall or some sort of protection. But because it's Trump that wants the wall, they won't do it, right? And so it's just completely disingenuous for them to be up there saying, well, you know, making up stuff, when the reality is they should just be honest and say, look, we need a wall. We've said in the past, both of us have said in the past, we should have a wall. We should have some sort of protection for the country. But we hate Trump so much that no matter what he proposes, we're going to argue against it. I would have a little bit more respect for him if they were just honest about it.
Well, but look, this also validates even those people that, you know, they're not all on board the Trump train, whatever you want to call it. When you see Pelosi and Schumer so violently in opposition to someone like Trump, you can't help but like Trump more. I'm just thinking, unless you're just into robot politicians like Nancy and Chucky.
Because I'm looking at one of the pictures now. I just found it. Wow, they do look like robots.
Yes, and watch them speak when you see the video of it. But what I'm saying here is that he is not, again, I've said all the things, we're intellectually honest about our perspectives on Trump. We talk about when he does something we like, and if he does, you know, we talk about those things, even people on the left, when Obama. But he is not a globalist. He's not one of them. I will say that. I'm certain of that. It's not to say that he's not vulnerable to other people's, you know, suggestions, maybe in the neocon side. But, you know, as he says, he wants to bring the troops home from Syria. That's a good thing. And you've got people within the Republican Party and his establishment going, oh, no, we can't ever leave Syria. Like, where's that in the Constitution?
Well, the reality is it's not in the Constitution. And what Trump wants is to bring the troops home and protect our borders, protect our nation, which is really what the responsibility of the government is. Our job should not be as the world's policeman to make sure all the different countries are in line. It should be to protect our borders and our people. And that's what Trump wants to do. And that's one of the reasons that both sides actually hate him. A lot of, you know, people from both sides can't stand Trump because he's not a globalist. He's trying to do what's right constitutionally. And, you know, I think I shared this before, but our good friend Andre from Riga, Latvia, you know, he's in Riga. He's got a lot of friends. He goes to Russia quite a bit. So he still has a lot of friends, and he understands the way the Russian people are feeling. And the Russians love Trump. And it's not because of the reasons they're telling us on the news that, you know, they didn't hijack the election to get Trump elected or anything, but they love Trump because they know that Trump does not want World War III, and Trump's going to do what he can to bring the U.S. troops back home and maintain peace, because the Russians are not our big bad enemies. The Russian people are just like us. They want peace. They want to live their lives. They want to watch their kids grow up and get married. And so the people of those countries support Trump because they know that he's sane, he's rational, and he wants to not get into a World War III conflict. And I couldn't say the same thing if Hillary had been elected. You know, I believe that we would see drastically different military ongoings right now if Hillary were in office. She wanted World War III, and not because she wanted to, you know, nuke Russia, and not because she wanted to do this or that. She wanted World War III because of the vested interests that are on both sides of any war making money.
The bankers.
Bankers.
Yeah, again, that's why we talk about puppet masters. Look to the banksters, ultimately. Now, we talk about banking. Sirius Bank, $3.5 trillion a year for a healthcare system. No, it's not healthcare. It's disease creation and disease management. And I don't care what side of the political aisle of that. If you don't acknowledge that, you've got no say in whatever healthcare system is going to be funded or not funded. That's just my opinion here. And, again, it's my toxic masculinity coming through, I guess.
Well, I guess we'll let it slide tonight, Robert, but you need to get in touch with your feminine side before the next show.
I'll bring on some more falsetto to balance it out. By the way, Cheryl Atkinson did an amazing piece on the vaccines and autism, the DOJ fraud with yep. Dr. Zimmerman, acknowledging that vaccines can and do cause autism. There's also a story here about mustard gas chemo-feeding cancer. That's something that Ty Bollinger has written about extensively, coming back from Cancer Step Outside the Box to the truth about cancer. And just to let you know, TMB is working on the Asia tour that he was on live with us a few times when he was over in Asia, preparing for release this year, 2019, somewhere in the first quarter, I believe, spring. And we'll talk about that as well. Finally, if your doctor writes you a prescription, we hope that you don't go to a doctor for a prescription, but if he or she does, make them write it in big block letters that you can actually read and validate and verify. If you're not sure why, we'll explain why coming up after this break. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show, Outside the Box with Ty Bollinger. More after this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Do you really want to rely on medical doctors for better health? Or would you rather know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hey, this is RSB, and after a quarter century of healing research, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sickness. So how do I keep myself and my family from getting sick? It includes the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, especially Transfer Points Beta-1 3D Glucan. Go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on all these natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow, I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go. Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Folks, this is very important information. What's to be said about CBD? AncientLifeOil.com. Our CBD is made from hemp and has 0.003 THC, which means this wonderful product won't get you high, no matter what amount you take. What does CBD do for the body? My hands are tied, but you can Google CBD benefits and be astounded. When you're finished reading, you'll want to log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com and purchase. Life is good when you feel good. People are tired of pain. People are asking for non-GMO organic products to help them with, you fill in the blank. Legal in 49 states, and again, our CBD is made from hemp. Ancient Life Oil is about helping people, one by one by one. If you wonder how good the product is, the CEO takes it every day. Without miss. AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. Have a great day.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
The Robert Scott Bell Show. Robert Scott Bell Show.
Archives are available if you miss a show or a segment from a show through iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn, SoundCloud, UK Health Radio. Simulcast when we can on YouTube. Occasionally, segments will appear on Brighteon. Our good buddy Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, has set up a non-censored form of getting out the healing message at Brighteon.com. And, of course, our home and broadcast radio syndication, GCN, Genesis Communications Network, GCNLive.com. Anywhere you get it, we don't mind. We just want you to get that empowering message that each week TMB helps to remind us of as well. All right, Ty, this is our final segment, and we've got an important story, but at first it appears kind of silly, but it could be dangerous. Headline reads at CNN, woman accidentally prescribed erectile dysfunction cream for her eye condition. Her eye condition. So her doctor prescribes her what she thinks is getting an eye cream for some kind of medical issue. And it turns out it's a local application for erectile dysfunction, and she uses it. My gosh, this could be a disaster. No truth to the rumor that her eyebrows are now vertical. I don't know what happened, but no, there's bigger issues here.
Well, there really is. You know, like I said, this seems kind of humorous upon face value, but it's really not. And the fact that the drug started with a V made me remember something that happened here at Vanderbilt, here in Nashville, the same scenario. Someone was in the hospital. It was a very serious situation. It wasn't an eye cream, and they were life and death. And the doctor prescribed some drug that started with a V, and the nurse couldn't find it in the drop down menu in their computer. So just picked the first thing that came up that was close to it.
Yeah.
And it ended up killing the person. And they just settled a lawsuit here within a couple of months. We were talking about earlier, iatrogenic deaths.
Yeah.
That the nurse basically killed him, chose the wrong drug from the drop down the eye. I mean, look, if it's not exactly the same letters that's been prescribed, it's different.
Right.
Okay. But this happens a lot. And it reminded me of something also that happened with my grandmother. It wasn't the wrong drug. They had her on Valium, it was actually Xanax to help her sleep. Mm-hmm. But the nurse, put the decimal place at the wrong place in the number.
Yeah.
So the doctor had prescribed 1.0 milligrams of Valium or Xanax for grandma every night to help her sleep. And they were giving her 10 milligrams of Valium every night.
Wow.
They put the decimal one place over too many. That matters.
Yeah.
It almost killed Grandma. We literally had to take her to the emergency room from the nursing home at that time. She was there recovering from an injury. And the doctor at the emergency room said if she had stayed another day, they'd given her one more dose of that, she would be gone. She would have died.
Folks, this means you have to have an advocate. If you are in the allopathic medical system, hospital, or anything, and if your doctor writes for you a prescription drug, whether we believe it's right or not is irrelevant to this moment's discussion. That's why I said make sure it's in block letters that you can read what the drug is. Because if you can't read it, it's likely that someone else might not be able to interpret it correctly. And in this case, the woman didn't die. She was prescribed, what do they call it? Vitaros, which is an erectile dysfunction cream instead of an eye ointment, Vitapulse. And she had, you know, swelling and redness and discomfort and blurred vision. I mean, she's recovered. But I remember when I was like 16 years of age, one of my best friends in high school, his father was going through cancer, and they prescribed for him a chemo drug, and it was like a decimal place. They gave him four times the dose he was supposed to get, and it killed him. I'm not kidding. It killed him. So that was one of the first exposures to the dangers of modern medicine, where they gave a drug for his cancer, and the cancer drug immediately killed him. So we can't emphasize how important this is. Iatrogenic deaths, even if you're given the right drug, are very, like, can happen, right? Here we're talking about the wrong drug or the wrong dose.
Yeah. So again, we see, you know, we talk about iatrogenic deaths all the time. This is a real life example, not the woman that got the wrong prescription for her eye cream, but the one that I'm talking about with at Vanderbilt here in Nashville. Real life example happens all the time. But here's the thing, that was not a properly prescribed drug. That was the wrong drug. FDA admits on its own website that 100,000 people die from properly prescribed and properly taken prescription drugs every year in the United States. That should tell you something, folks.
Yeah. Folks, that's why we do this show, part of the reason why, to help prevent those things from happening and to remind you where the power to heal really is. Tomorrow, we've got, we're going to go Sacred Fire of Liberty. Jonathan Emord. I don't know if we'll have Cheryl Chumley or anything yet, but we'll work on it. Also, I'm appearing on Dale Bigtree's High Wire Show. I'm going to bring up what I've talked about here on this show to another audience about the Real ID 2020, tying Social Security numbers into IDs and your vaccine or medical records in order to travel. TMB, tell them what they need to know because we got to go.
Remember, the power to heal is yours.
Yeah, baby.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extra from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full-body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.